1:19. That's from Zohar for Passover. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sits upon his throne is the domination of the bottom Sfira of Klipot, which receives from the upper Malchut. Even unto the firstborn of the maid servant is a left Sfira, which is under the dominion behind the four mills, being the four camps of Klipot. This is why it is written, behind the mill and not from the mill. And all the firstborn of cattle is below the lower ones. It is a female from among the females that are in mares, beasts, and asses, in the coarse ones and in the thin ones, which are degrees of impurity. And men and females receive from them. Unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon are those who come from the maidservants, which are used for doing magic to prisoners, to work them forever and who will never be freed. The firstborn, it's called the degree of Chochmah, Bereshit, Genesis. Bereshit is wisdom, because we cannot achieve the Keter, it is entirely in bestowal, but what we do achieve are the results from the Keter, and correspondingly we talk about the Keter, although it's unattainable, it's end sof, infinity, and that which we achieve is what we attain, is the Chochmah. Chochmah is the power of Ma, which is achieved, which is attained in the Kelim. This power belongs to the creature. So Chochmah is called Reshit. Reshit Chochmah. It is also attained corresponding to, on condition that we have the light of Chassadim that can attain the Chochmah. Therefore it says, Reshit Chochmah Yirat Hashem, meaning that Yira, fear, oath, which is Bina, to the degree that it reveals Chochmah, it reveals the Bina. Therefore, correspondingly, according to the Bina that you achieve, you can understand what the Ketel brings you. And from these 3 degrees, are in us as one. So all of this is Gal, all of this is Rosh. And that now, what's going to break in Egypt, meaning that all that was before this felt and the will to receive as the right foundation for life in order to receive that which you can attain, now is broken from the firstborn of Pharaoh down to the firstborn of the maidservant down to the firstborn of the beast. The entire matter of Chochmah cannot address more than in the will to receive, because that which is revealed now, what is revealed is the additional will to receive. This is the Egyptian darkness. We understand that nothing is revealed in reality, but unless or due to the growing desire, each time it grows, we feel changes adversely because the light can't fulfill it. The light stands against it. The desire is corrected, and therefore we feel ever more darkness in it. That's what happens. It seems to us that from above, the leader, rulership changes, but the truth is that from above, nothing changes. The upper light is in complete rest. But the will to receive in us changes. It constantly grows. And if we do not correct it in time, then we feel worse and worse, ever more darkness and corruption which is revealed. And in truth, these aren't the corruptions which are revealed in the will to receive, but it is the corrupt will to receive which is revealed. And when now the will to receive at the end of the Egyptian exile takes a leap in degree, it reveals a new tremendous of youth, coarseness, then what is revealed is the Egyptian darkness, the 10 plagues. It is revealed as the 10 Sfirot. the whole desire, and then what you feel in it is darkness, and you feel bad. And since they stopped feeling even the smallest illumination that they felt before and the previous will to receive before it grew, therefore the stop of the previous light in the new tremendous will to receive. This means that what comes is the darkness, and all of the firstborn were killed from the firstborn of Pharaoh and beast and maidservant and so on, meaning that the light of Chokmah is no longer revealed because the corrupt desires, the only thing that they reveal is the darkness as a result of the absence of correction. Please, item 120.
And with confidence over these degrees, the Egyptians refused to send Israel, since they have made a tie of magic for Israel, so they can never be liberated from their servitude. So those desires that now appear, which want to grab man and not let him out, they scare him. A person starts feeling darkness in these desires, fear, helplessness. He doesn't know what to do. He wants to go back to the previous state because he looks ahead and sees darkness, and behind him there was light, meaning the increasing darkness grabs the person and doesn't let him run away. On the contrary, he's willing to be a slave to the previous states where he felt a little better. This is called the klipa that becomes revealed, grabs the person. It shows him greater darkness ahead. And this is where the power and dominion of the Creator appeared. And this memory will not be stricken from the memory of Israel for many generations. Had it not been for the power and might of the Creator, all the kings and of the nations and all the sorcerers of the world would not be able to deliver Israel from slavery, since he untied all their ties and broke all those crowns of the firstborn of the captive to deliver them. It is written about it, "Who will not fear you, O King of the nations?" Who will not fear you, King of the nations, meaning that you rule all the nations, all the desires to receive. He will have to be revealed as a greater force. Why? Because we learned with you that the purpose of the Creator in creation is to build a creature that on one hand will be independent, meaning that will not be canceled towards the Creator. He has to stand by himself. And for that, the creature needs to have a huge power against, opposite the Creator, on the one hand. On the other hand, he must reach perfection. And perfection means being like the Creator. So there have to be two opposite forms in the creature. Internally, it's a will to receive that is opposite to the Creator. Externally, it is exactly like the Creator. So when we say that the Creator rules the nations, it sounds like he should be called ruler of Israel, right? No, king of the nations, because the inner will to receive in the person called a nation. A nation means the desires to receive in the greatest way possible. So that stays in the person, and on the outside, it has to work in order to bestow. Meaning, this is the reason why it says king of the nations. So these two opposite forms have to be maintained in a person And so until it is revealed in Egypt, meaning in a state of darkness, of slavery, the great full will to receive that you can't escape, and it's obvious that you're in it, and that this slavery can keep happening forever, because the person has no strength to come out of it until he feels in a terminal state. Until then, the Creator's force that takes him out of there is not revealed. That state has to be fully revealed in its two opposites, the complete, final, total governance of Pharaoh in the person, and then correspondingly the governance of the Creator, complete governance, on the other hand. 121. Rabbi Shimon wept, raised his voice and sighed, saying, "You think that the adhesive has already been found in adhering to the Creator?" And he praised himself so many times in the Exodus from Egypt, as it is written, "Who brought you out of the land of Egypt? And the Lord your God brought you out of there. Remember this day in which you went out from Egypt, and brought thee out with his presence, and with his great power out of Egypt. The Lord brought you out from this." 50 times is the Exodus from Egypt mentioned in the Torah, meaning a complete degree is 50. That's called Mi, Mem and the letter Yud together. The complete Galgal Ta'anayim, that's called Mi, 50. Why? Meaning it's 10 Sefirot of Malchut and 40 of Bina. Together that's 50. Why is it mentioned that way? Because the entire Malchut must transcend its own quality. That's why it is the level of 50. Me, the complete degree of Bina. These two forces must be felt in a person as one against the other. That's why until we finish the exile with that horrible feeling that we have no way to come out of it on our own, no strength, but we have to do it, we can't, but we must, and we're in such a state where one thing is opposite to the other, to the point that this clash, this collision is in a person to its 100% intensity. Then there's a solution. Until then, there's no solution. And it's called a miracle. Then the Red Sea parts, and it is activated by the person when he's in that dead end. When on the one hand he doesn't understand how to come out because he has no ability, no control, and he also doesn't understand how could it be that there is a force from above that can do something on the one hand, and on the other hand, then that force, which is above nature, becomes revealed. So this happens only by way of miracle, meaning above that state, above that nature called Egypt, which is really the interior of man. 122. He replies that there are 10 ketels, meaning sfirot, below in the klipot, such as above in holiness, all of which are blocked by 3 klipot that are Pharaoh's firstborn, the firstborn of the maidservant, and the firstborn of the cattle. And 3 ties are tied over these 3 degrees, which made it so Israel would never be redeemed from slavery. after the upper force is revealed and it pulls the person out of Egypt, then these two forces are opposite. One stands against the other. They have no way to be in a mutual connection. What do you do? Then the middle line becomes revealed, the ability to connect them, to combine them. It's a very, very unique thing. And just like the person is unable to understand how could he rise above his ego, he also later cannot understand how could these two opposite things that completely deny each other, contradict and negate each other. It's either one or the other. How could both of them exist on the one hand? On the other hand, how could they even exist for one another, together, supporting each other, sustaining each other, and then by the connection of the right and left, the third thing is built, which is called man's soul. His existence, where he's free and independent as the creator. Because so far, these were forces working on man naturally. The will to receive on the one hand, and the will to bestow on the other. Two forces of the Creator that are opposite. Here, for the first time, man is finding this patent, this ability to unify them. And it is very unclear how it happens, until it happens in a person. This is basically the method Abraham discovered. Since then, until then, from Adam, first man, and to Abraham, 20 generations until Abraham, they couldn't make corrections because there was no sufficient will to receive and coarseness that was revealed. In Adam Rishon, it was the level root, the root level in until the Babylon and the exile in Egypt. Only there it was the second degree of coarseness. So it turns out that before that, the Kabbalists didn't have sufficient coarseness to reveal Tzimtzum Bet. We also learned that all the Kabbalists until the Ramak, which is just the 15th, 16th century, not all of them, and not so clearly, revealed the work of the three lines in Tzimtzum Bet. And this is especially what Baal Sulam interpreted and wrote in his commentary of the latter. Therefore, after the exodus from Egypt, when there is an ability revealed to work in the middle line with great coarseness, it is certainly a very big thing. And only from there we can start talking about corrections. The entire crossing of the Red Sea is that division to Galgal Ta'anayim and Achab, when it becomes clear. You move to a stage where you leave the Achab and you only come out with Galgal Ta'anayim to Sinai beyond the Red Sea and so on. Well, we'll learn these things. 1:23. Happy are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for because of them the ties were opened and the Creator remembered your three ties of faith. As it is written, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Three lines in a person. With Abraham is one knot. Of Abraham with Isaac is the other knot, that of Isaac. And they are completely opposite and not connected in person. This is how a person feels that. And with Jacob is the third complete knot of Jacob. It is complete because he unifies all three of them. And then for the first time a person feels that he is capable of realizing himself. 124. All the special dates, the holidays, and the Sabbaths are a reminder of the exodus from Egypt, meaning we have no action in our daily life. It doesn't matter what we do, whether we do something or not, consciously or not, longing for something or not, doesn't matter, but all the times, whether we accelerate times or work in due time, everything is obliged to reach the purpose of creation, where the first phase is transcending the ego and then correcting it. After you transcend it, you attain Galgal Ta'anayim, the upper force, the spiritual force of bestowal, and then you turn downwards to the will to receive, to the Achab, and correct it. So first is the ascent called Exodus from Egypt. This is what they all rely on. Even later, when you correct the Chap, and you are above Egypt, you're above the will to receive. But every time you have to correct the will to receive, you need that stronger and stronger force of transcending the will to receive in order to correct it. So in each and every mitzvah, in each and every tikkun, correction, we begin from Exodus from Egypt, meaning strengthening our position above the will to receive. Had it not been for that, there would be no keeping of special dates, holidays, and Sabbaths. All our states are structured after we exit the will to receive.
This is why the memory of Egypt has not battered from all the occasions, holidays, and Sabbaths. This judgment of the Exodus from Egypt is the foundation and root of the Torah, all the mitzvot, and the whole of Israel's complete faith. This is why the Exodus from Egypt is mentioned so many times in the Torah, meaning whoever wishes to achieve Yashar Kel, for him this degree, coming out of the ego, the Exodus from Egypt, is so important for him. 125. Why was the judgment of Egypt not during the day? It is written, "This day ye go forth," and it is written, "The Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night." Indeed, the essence of Israel's redemption was only at night, which is Malchut, called night. The night opened the ties and took vengeances, and the day brought them out boldly, as it is written, "The sons of Israel started out boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn whom the Lord had struck with," which was in order to make the miracle known. How can we depict this state? Imagine, a person is in the will to receive. And the egoistic will to receive. What has to happen in order for him to transcend it? Or either he will pull him by the light revealed upon him, by drawing the light upon him, or the darkness will be revealed. It's like we try to squeeze out the seed out of a fruit, putting pressure on it. What are the powers that have to work on a person in order for him to be able to transcend his nature? And what does it mean to transcend one's nature? And where does one come out to? Into thin air. What does it mean to transcend? Can one escape himself? If it is all him, if there's no more than that, what, go mad? Then into what states, desires, intentions, what can one come out into? Does he have something else? Envision such a state. I'm in my ego, I feel poorly, darkness, blows, I want to ascend, transcend. What stands before me? Well, who'll give us a solution? Despair. That despair is no solution.
No.
Well. Meaning, as if we have no state. What could reveal? What could be revealed? That I'm a slave. Of course, that's revealed.
No.
The point in the heart. Wise guy.
No.
Well, wholeness. What kind of wholeness? That everything is managed systematically from within the system perfectly. I'm a slave and everything is arranged and organized. And everything is arranged from above. I feel it and see it. How do you feel and see if it's the Egyptian darkness? Where do you see it? If you feel it, then it's no longer darkness. So that's maybe the subtle point you're asking about.
No.
Well, maybe that on the one hand, it's obvious that the solution is in the exiting, and there's darkness in the current. Where do I come out? Into what do I come out into? What additional kli I have that I'm coming out into? I'm giving you a hint here.
No.
Well?
Ken, no, Titzak, Misham.
I'm actually inside myself. I shift from the state of Achab. Now there's no Gilgalta in Achab. Gilgalta in Anayim and no Achab. It's a state of darkness. Say a word. I turn to myself. No. Yes, Danny. Without a mic, come on. That I need help. Of course, I yell for help. And the children of Israel sighed that this comes earlier. Where do I come out into if I'm trapped? What does it mean that I escape myself, Egypt? What does it mean that I grab anything I can, and the only thing is to escape? Where to?
No.
Which desire is outside of me? Of the others. Of the others. That means the exodus from Egypt. I come out into the others. I have no choice. This pressure, it's working on me, but I'm incapable of doing it. I'm only in tendency towards this. I don't know how to do it, but there has to be this general direction. Otherwise, I have nothing. What are we reading about? We read that as if they take all the kelim from the Egyptians and at night in darkness, and they flee forwards. Where does a person have to flee to if everything is dark? From what state to which state? The next state is also darkness, but nonetheless he escapes and sees that the next degree is closer to the exit, even though I hate the others, even though I'm not bonded with them, but I know that this state is more advanced. Meaning I exit my desires into the desires of the others as much as I can, simply escaping. In them, nothing is revealed yet either, but I must show my willingness towards this despite the law of the darkness. And I come to the Red Sea and I'm ready to jump into it, only be in it, because I see that behind me there's nothing. I can't remain in my vessels. my desires. But what am I capable of doing? I'm prepared, I'm ready to die, but only to be in the general desires, the desires of the others, because I see that there, at least, maybe I'm not attaining anything for myself, it remains as darkness, but there is the next spiritual degree, spirituality. A person discovers that these external kelim, with respect to his inner kelim, they are the upper ones. Okay, carry on. So item 125. Sorry, 126. The Creator made Jerusalem below, Malchut, such as Jerusalem above, Bina. And he had made the walls of the holy city, and its gates. One who comes does not enter until the gates are open to him. And one who climbs does not rise until the steps to the walls are fixed. Who can open the gates of the holy city, and who fixes the high steps? It is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai who opens the gates to the secrets of the wisdom, and he fixes the high degrees. It is written, all your males shall appear before the face of the Lord God. Who is the face of the Lord God? It is Rashbi. For one who is a male from the memories, meaning one who is considered a male from the upper mochin, called memories, which are mochin de Abba ve'ima, should appear before him. These inner states, they're called Jerusalem, Ir Shalem, a whole city, the full oath. It's a complete attribute, therefore it's so important, therefore that place is called holy, because the Bina, the attribute of bestowal, is called sanctity. It's called bestowal, sorry. And therefore, the entire state till the attribute of Jerusalem is revealed. We also see that throughout history that this state, this city, were not revealed immediately. It wasn't that obvious, scrutinized to the people of Israel who came from the exile. We've seen the forefathers, they roamed there somewhere around the Negev desert, around Be'er Sheva, around the different places, Shechem and Kiryat Arba, Hebron. But Jerusalem, till this attribute was revealed, it takes a lot of time in the kelim which are revealed, for these attributes to be revealed in the kelim, the attributes of the wholehearted fear, so to speak, meaning that the fear, it reaches a state, the Bina reaches its state, the fear reaches the state where it can reveal the Chokhmah. It's the full fear, wherein the light of Chassadim, the Chokhmah, can be revealed. Therefore, Rashbi did it in in the works of the book of the Zohar, and therefore it is mentioned here. There is a similar question coming from Moscow and from Israel. How do you exit into the desires of the others? How do I know what the desires of the others are? First of all, what does it mean to come out of the desires of the others into the desires of the others? As if into the desires of the others, which are mine, but it only seems to me as the desires of the others. This is the first thing. The second thing is, how do you do it? It's called a miracle. This is something we're incapable of. Please. 127. And the Lord struck all the firstborn. He does not say all the firstborn from Egypt, but simply all the firstborn, since it relates to the degrees that the Egyptians were clinging to as well, the 4 degrees of the Klipot. It was all as with those who died, that what was done in the degrees of the Klipot was in the firstborn of Egypt who died. Those are the tires of the knots who were using their charms with these kettles. Some of them were operating in the upper ones, and some in the lower ones. And although all are low, they were operating in the upper ones as well. Thus, the whole of the land of Egypt was full of sorcery, as it is written. For there was not a house where there was not one dead.
Yes, well, this is usual. It is what happens in the world to receive in order to receive. Sorcery refers to when a person wants in a will to receive in order to receive, to detect the actions of the upper force, and to, as if, identify some mechanism. The relations, the activation system, and he can never succeed in doing that, because there is no way to reveal more than the levels of inanimate, vegetative, and animate in the will to receive, and therefore we will never succeed in that. And the more we advance, the clearer it will become to us that we can never know what will happen tomorrow with the human species, in terms of the human within us, the man within us, and the states will become more and more unpredictable and worse, because the more we long for revealing the system of activation of forces, how does it work, to for what purpose, because we are not connected to in order to bestow, to where we need to reach, we will always be mistaken. And that's why we're seeing, the more we advance, that humanity becomes more and more confused, baffled. There is still a concealment over that bafflement, as if everything is rolling and things kind of fall into place. But once the lack of order, the lack of success becomes revealed, we will reveal that we have no way to take control of the situation. 128. The judgment was carried out on all when they were all gathered in their homes, and not dispersed in the desert and in the field, but were all in their homes. And the night, which is Malchut, carried out its judgments at that time. And the night was shining as though on a Tammuz, a summer month, day. And the whole people saw the judgments of the Creator, as it is written, and the night is as bright as the day, the darkness is as the light. 129. When Israel were departing, they were all dead on the streets in front of everyone. They wanted to bury them, but they did not find them, since the dogs had eaten them. But not all were eaten, for some of them remained, of whom it is said the Egyptians were burying. This was the hardest for them. On one hand, they were watching Israel leave, and on the other hand, they were seeing their dead. And it was all in order to make the miracle known, that no such thing had happened since the day the world was created. As we said, one has to exist against the other. The force, the positive force and the negative force. They both come from the same source. The Creator has to unveil the horrible will to receive, and also the in order to bestow to its full extent, to its full power. And in Egypt, it is revealed that everything rottens, everything decays, and a person suffers because that's his entire life, his entire nature, on the one hand. On the other hand, he feels that there is a force opposite to it that pulls him into a new life, a different life. And both of these things are not balanced yet. They're not reaching a middle line yet. 130. It is a night of watching unto the Lord for bringing them out. It is also written, this same night is a night of watching unto the Lord. Why did it say a night of watching and not a watched night? And why did it first say night of and then a night? 131. It is written, if there is a girl who is a virgin. It writes, na'ara, girls, spelled without the final hey, since as long as she did not receive a male, she is considered a boy. Once she receives a male, she is considered a na'ara, girl with the final hey. Here too, Malchut is called night, before she receives a male, Zeranpin, and it writes about it, a night of watching, in plural tense, which means that Zeranpin is included in it, since the male, Zeranpin, is destined to bond with her, but he hasn't. And when the male bonds with her, it is written, this same night is a night of watching unto the Lord. Watching indicates male and female, Zeranpin and Malchut, which is why it writes this night. 132. And where there are male and female, the praise is only for the male. Thus, Israel praised their praises to the male and not to the female. As it is written, this is my God, and I will glorify him. This is because where there are male and female, the praise is only for the male. We are speaking in a male tense many times, although we refer to a female. For instance, when we say this night as a male and so on, it is because the male has to become revealed. It is the Ranpin with respect to the Malchut, the soul. And if it doesn't become revealed, then we say he cannot be revealed. Of course, Malchut is the cause for him not being revealed, because no one raises mon to her, there are no deficiencies, there is not enough demand from the souls that the Creator will be revealed in divinity, in Malchut, the gathering of Israel. But we nevertheless talk about him, that he is not revealed, that he is not revealed. So we're not talking about the cause, and the cause is obviously always the lower ones, but we're just talking about reality, that he is not revealed. And therefore, we're speaking of him, of his concealment and revelation. Therefore, we should always understand that where the language speaks about a male, the cause is in the female. It's like, say, the circumcision. Why does it happen to the male? The female needs corrections, not the male. But we're talking about the force of bestowal that we have to correct that way. Meaning the male has to correct itself in order to be revealed in the female. Otherwise the female will not be able to receive him. Because then the light of Chokhmah will be greater than than how the female can match herself to him. Later we will understand this connection between them and why does it happen that way. There are many corrections on the male instead of relating all those corrections to the female. How should one relate to his environment so that it aims him towards the exodus from Egypt? He needs to be with the environment. If the environment is right, you examined that it's right, then you have nothing more to do than integrating with it. And that's it. What do you mean, what to do? That's the entire attitude. This is what Bala Sulam says in the article about free choice. This is what Rabash writes in his articles. If you chose an environment, then your attitude after that is simple. I want to be nullified there without head or tail or anything. Just integrated. Whatever they have, completely without criticism. I want to kill myself there. Into that society. Lose myself there. That's actually the correct attitude. Any other attitude is combined with your criticism, with your egoism, and then you're not under the influence of the environment. You have to be under the complete influence of the environment. If you are corrupting it by examining what yes and what not, then it's wrong. It's not good. You won't make it. You won't succeed. So on the one hand, always make the environment healthier. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, completely become integrated and lose your mind, lose your head. It's a must. Without it, there's no success. This is exactly the theme of Exodus from Egypt. Later, their egoistic desire rises even more around the Mount of Sinai. So they have a bigger condition of being one man in one heart, receiving the Torah. And this is how it is each time. The work is always, on the one hand, keeping the individual effort of each and every one by sustaining the society, raising the society, and towards that society that he elevated, become nullified. The society is sort of your imagination of what spirituality is, of what the spiritual kli is. The society is what you describe as the correct thing. I don't know how to put it. It's your dream. Your destiny. No, not destiny. Your aspiration, your hope, your dream. Okay, let's move on to the next part. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.